You are tuning in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I am aired every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. In this show, I talk about career advancement, resume revamps, interview expectations, how to stand out from the crowd, how to brand yourself, and skills you need to become a CEO. All of this is on Armed Radio Online Show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Network. Tune in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah here on Armed Radio Global every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Stuck on your careers? Hate your boss but don't know how to move on? Don't know how to ask for a salary raise? Then you need to listen to my show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, every Wednesday night here on Armed Radio Global. Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I'm here every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So today I usually talk about careers, and I know that a lot of times you as listeners have reached out to me and asked me to actually talk about skills that are necessary for a job. So I wanted to talk about sales. Sales are the most important job skill that is actually necessary no matter where you are, what country you are, in what level you are. Sales are the main necessary skill that is needed. So let's start with writing a sales letter. I'm a very good writer, and for me, it's much easier to communicate in a letter than communicate over the phone or over a video call. It's just much easier to write a letter, craft a letter that is kind of like persuasive. So when I first started working online, I honestly had no idea what a sales letter was. I thought online marketing was simply setting up Facebook ads, driving traffic to your website, getting people to fill out a contact form before they left. And that was about it. Looking back now, I can see how funny this is. But after failed businesses and no conversions, I finally threw in the towel and took a premium copywriting class. This course taught me a lot of things about selling online in general, but if there's one thing that's benefited me time and time again, directly generating $10 of thousands of dollars over the last 2 years, it's the sales letter. If you're not familiar with the term sales letter, it's really a digital salesman on paper, figuratively. The main purpose of this letter is to talk to your customers, tell them that you understand what they are looking for, show them how your product could help them reach their goals, address any objections, and then get them to take actions on your offer. Easy enough? Don't worry, it's really not that tough. Well, as long as you know what to look for anyway. I'll give you everything you need to know here in a second. But first, just remember that sales letters are really designed for any product or service that sells for $50 or more. Now, this can be applying also for those who are doing a side hustle, any type of service that you do. That can be really beneficial. So anything less than that already has a low barrier of entry, so you don't really need to go through the hassle of creating a sales letter. Even though it could help, just don't do it for e-commerce products that seem over the top. Okay, so let's get started. So first you need to do is customer search. The unsung hero of a sales letter starts with a customer research. Most entrepreneurs think that speaking professionally and marketing to everybody is the way to write copy. But that's also why a lot of online entrepreneurs don't last too long. And don't think you need to go too crazy with it either. There is no need to hire a research firm or even a freelancer. With the tools available to us today, one simple website usually does the trick. So what do I mean by that? I'll be honest with you, my best converting sales letter were ones that I did 100% of the research via Reddit or Quora. These two sites work best as you can see exactly what your target audience is saying. And after immersing yourself with them for a few days, you will not only start to use the words they are saying, which is key, but you will also have enough information to understand them better. I've heard of a few different ways to do this, but for me personally, I always like to do my research with the intention of understanding them better in three different areas. Their hopes and dreams, what the client wants to attain or achieve above all else. So for example, I would love to build a business on the side to quit this soul-sucking job. Their pains and fears, what the client wants to avoid or get away from at all costs. So for example, it will be, I wake up every morning completely exhausted, dreading my 1 hour commute to work. Please let me know that's how you feel, because this is exactly how everyone that goes to the job most likely feels, either going home or going to work. The last one is barriers and uncertainties, things preventing or getting in the way of your customers attaining what they want. For example, yeah, of course I want to start a business or start going to this field or start going to this industry, but where do I even begin? And if you want an exact template of the customer research template that I use, including more examples, then you have to message me on Twitter. Or tweet, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, that you want that template, and I'm going to send it to you. Now that you did the research, the next thing is going to be headline. So most people tell you to make a headline after you've created the rest of your letter, but I think that's a terrible idea. I mean, sure, you could always give it a few tweaks after you have went through everything, but after writing numerous sales letters and blogs, I found that it works a lot better when I write the headline first, because then I at least know what I'm going to talk about. With that said, always remember that headlines are the most important part of your sales letter, because it's really what engages the reader and keeps them going to your actual letter. There are a few different ways you could make sure you get the right headline, but the first area of importance is remembering where your readers are coming from. In other words, if they are coming out of a 5-day email funnel, that you will want to create a headline that relates to what you've covered over the last 5 days, but if they are just visiting a course page that you have created, then you will want to act accordingly. As a general rule of thumb, question headlines tend to work best for cold traffic. I'll give you an example. How many customers are you losing every day because of your copy? And straight to the point, benefit-driven headlines work best for readers who have come enough through a 5-day funnel. So the step-by-step system that allows you to turn existing skills into a profitable side hustle and do so without upfront capital, technical skills, or countless hours of marketing. So, the last thing I wanted to mention with headlines is the importance of subheaders. I didn't realize this until I read Ogilvy on advertising, and he mentioned how the subheader was extremely important because it prepared the reader for the feast that was about to occur. And, for example, pre-framing their view on what they're about to read. But after seeing this and realizing that I was missing out on an important step, I went back and inserted a subheader on all my sales letters. And if, let's just say, the improvement was amazing. Now, the third part is the body. All right, now that we have the research complete and headline is in place, it's time to start on the body. And I'm sure you can imagine the body is extremely important, as it's that what keeps the reader's attention and prepares them for your offer. This is also the same part where a lot of amateur copywriters mess up on, thinking they need nothing more than some fancy writing and a bunch of to get to the point across. When in all the reality, it all comes down to the hooks. What are those? Hooks are the underlying psychology that takes place in any form of sales writing. And even though I've read a lot of different techniques to apply these hooks, the best and simplest method I've ever learned came from Ramit Sethi call to action course that he actually gives out. And Ramit explained that the only hooks you need to worry about are paint the dream, show them how you will help them reach their dream. Example, you can make money in your sleep. Twist the knife, something that really digs into their fears or pains. For example, why can't our generation get anything done? The next one could be the great discovery, any discovery that you would consider shocking, and one that usually shows them how to get around their barriers or uncertainties. For example, I realized the key to productivity wasn't time management, but energy management. And the unspoken truth. This one is one of my personal favorites, and it just as the name states, mentioning the unspoken truth. This would relate best to their pains and fears, and even though it's tougher in the beginning, this one where you really want to try and have no filter on. For example, you take care of everyone else, who takes care of you? Then the incredible story. Last but not least, the incredible story. This hook usually relates most to the hopes and dreams category and tells people an amazing story that also shows how they could reach their dreams. For example, a 76-year-old man teaches a young, tough guy how to get in shape. And as you can see, these hooks really aren't that complex, but they are even easier to implement. All you need to do is choose a minimum of three hooks that tie in well with the customer research template you created. And to give you an example of how this would look, here is a recent outline I created during a live video breakdown for Bookkeepers About Me page. At its core, bookkeeping really isn't that hard, right? This is an unspoken truth. It's hard to make decisions without the right information, and unless you're able to pay thousands of dollars for a CPA, this can be hard to get. Twist the knife. After years of working as a credit analyst and obtaining my master's degree in accounting, I've decided to become a bookkeeper that helps you grow. Paint the dream. Again, this is for an About Me page, but it's going to be a shorter version of a sales letter. But it's still technically a sales letter, and I think I'm one of 10 people that does this on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Upwork, which is also why I think I was able to stand out so quickly. Anyway, now that we have our three hooks in place, it's time to weave them together with a story. I'm sure you've heard the importance of storytelling, and it's the best way for our brains to process information for something like that. But at the end of the day, it's really not that hard to do. You just have to make sure that you talk like a human, none of that stuck-up professional stuff, and honestly, act like you're having a conversation with your client. This is the same reason why some copywriters use talk-to-text when creating the first draft of their sales letter, then edit it after that. And I can totally see that this would work great, but I've never been a fan of it. So I think it's mainly a personal preference. Anyway, I'll show you how to weave this together in a second after I've covered the last two parts. But as a quick recap of the body, create an outline that consists three or more hooks. Make sure these hooks relate to the information that we put on your customer's research page, and weave these hooks together with a story. Now let's go on to the fourth part, which is bullet points. Oh, the next part, the bullet points that so bullet points are quite possibly the most underutilized and misunderstood part of writing. But when used correctly, they can make a world of difference. So what do I mean by that? Now, whenever you have something extremely important to say, you should always lay them out in this format, as all readers, even skimmers, are more likely to read them. Now, let's be real, right? When you see bullet points, it's much easier and organized for your eyes to actually register information to your brain. So now I couldn't agree more, but I've taken this one step farther and use bullet points whenever I'm showing the reader a significant benefit I can provide. So I think this is important because the Dale Carnegie says in his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, if you haven't read this book, I strongly recommend that you should, because it's really good book that you can actually try to read it in audibletrial.com/Sarah Yusupov. And persuasion is really just knowing what people want and showing how you can help them to get there. Now, as the popular phrase goes, people don't buy a hammer because they want a hammer. They buy a hammer because they want the hole. So if you can show the reader how your product will help them achieve their desired results, likely in the hopes and dreams section of your customer research template, then you are off to a great start. Again, I'll give you a better example of this when I provide a complete sales letter at the end of this, but it's something I wanted to point out before we got into our last section. Now, the fifth part is the offer. Now that we have got the reader ready with a headline, then show them the benefits and build a rapport with your body, it's time to finally unravel what this sales letter is all about. The good news is that your offer is actually the easiest part, as you have already done all the selling. So now all you need to do is tell them what your offer is. This will also differ between every product, but it works best when you lay out your offer. Tell them exactly what they're getting and how they'll get it. The main reason for this is because you want to address every question right away. And the question of what exactly do I get or how does this work are the main questions that most people ask. So if you can address this right away, then your sales letter, your sales will go up. With all that said, there's two additional components that you always want to include with your offer. And that's the call to action, telling the reader what they need to do in order to keep moving forward. Get started by clicking on this button, call us, etc. And then the guarantee. Nobody likes entering into a transaction that they can be burned on. And if your product or service is good enough, then you should never have to worry about unnecessary refunds. And that's it. That's honestly everything you need to know with the sales letter, and I'll show you a short example next, but before you get there, here's a few additional considerations I wanted to pass on. Never worry about length. Buyers will read as long as they need to just make sure every word deserves to be on the page. Nobody likes filler. If the letter is long enough, it generally works best when you have two call to actions, one before the guarantee and one after. I don't always do this, but in most instances, if you think of any question they have and address them via frequently asked questions, then it's extremely helpful. So, this kind of like seems a little bit lengthy, what I'm saying, but if you take notes, you know, for every show that I have, you should be taking notes and understand that this is kind of like a show, an episode that actually helps you to really take the skills and apply them to your daily life. Whether you are working for your boss in your current position or you are doing a side hustle and you are selling your services or products. Now, remember, the example that I'm going to show you right now is a hidden sales letter where I created a live breakdown for one of my courses, and I did this about 10 minutes, so it's not my best writing, but it's extremely good enough to. So without further ado, here's an example of a short sales letter. When you really think about it, bookkeeping isn't that hard. It's simply the process of organizing transactions and making sure all the numbers are in the right place, which is something many bookkeepers claim they can do, and even though most of them do a great job. Very few actually understand accounting, making it very difficult to get positive feedback and make smart decisions. Whether that's tax planning, you'll save your thousands of dollars every year, or pro forma of projections that shows you profitable sources of revenue. We both know how important this information is. And after seeing many entrepreneurs struggle with this issue for years, I finally decided to combine my years of experience, commercial credit analyst and loan officer, education, master's in accounting, and credentialed IRS enrolled agent, to create a powerful combination that can help you. So if your company could benefit from bookkeeping skills that organize your transactions and create 100,000 accurate reports, financial experience that shows what to look for and how to use this information to help you, or tax planning that could save your thousands of dollars each year, then I would like to see if I could help you. And all you need to do is simply scroll up to the upper right hand corner, click on invite to job, then shoot me a quick message that tells me what you're looking for. I'll be in touch shortly after that for a quick conversation to see if we are a good fit and we can get going after that. P.S. Even if you are not ready right away, please don't hesitate to reach out anyway. I've had a lot of success with this combination and my referral network has really grown over the past year. I want to help everybody I can, but my growing workload has limited my availability. And if you reach out today, you can reserve your spot for when you are ready to get started. Now, let's analyze this letter. Okay, as you can see, the start of my letter was simply weaving my three hooks together. If you can't remember the hooks, they were, at its core, bookkeeping really isn't that hard, right? Unspoken truth. It's hard to make decisions without the right information, and unless you are able to pay thousands of dollars for a CPA, this can be hard to get. Twist the knife. And after years of working as a credit analyst and obtaining my master's degree in accounting, I've decided to become a bookkeeper that helps you grow. Paint the dream. Then after I got done weaving this together, I jumped right into my bullet points, telling the readers how I could benefit them. And the offer is a little tricky in this situation, as it can be a few different things, but I still made sure to include my call to action. That way, the reader knew exactly what they needed to do if they wanted to work with me going forward. And even though I've never used this exact sales letter on an Upwork profile, I've created dozens of others that have gotten me interviews. And clients at all times of the day, even when I wasn't online. So showing how powerful these letters can be, short or small. Now, a sales letter is quite possibly the most important things you can have in online business today. Not only does it serve as a digital salesman that never calls in sick, but when designed correctly, it can get you sales at all times of the day, even as you sleep. So if you would like to get this template and you would like to get this sample letter, please tweet me, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, and I am going to see that tweet and I'm going to share with you the template and the sales letter.
Hello, this is Sarah Yusupov of Staba, my show Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, Wednesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, where I will discuss about your dream job, career coaching, answering your questions regarding careers, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Global Networks.